सर्व क्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्र क्षेत्र ज्ञानम जब ज्ञानम मतवन क्षेत्र क्षेत्र ज्ञान इज बॉडी एंड क्षेत्र ओनर एंड ऑक्यूपायर ऑफ दी बॉडी दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर we are discussing last time. It is very easy. I was explaining just like this apartment we are occupying. Therefore, we are occupier. But we are not the owner. The owner is different person. Similarly, this body, there are two souls, the super soul and the individual, Jivatma, Parma, Brahma, Parabrahma. Jivatma is Brahma, constitutional, because Mamai Vansu Jivahu. The living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna, God. Therefore, qualitatively, what is Krishna, the jiva, living entity are the same thing. There is no difference in quality. but quantity there is. Paramatma or Bhagavan, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan is Sarvati. All these three features of the Absolute Truth, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the ultimate cause is Bhagavan, as it is confirmed by Krishna. Brahmana aham pratishtha. The Brahma effulgence, that is, standing on Krishna. Krishna is the source of Brahma effulgence. Just like the sun glow is the source of sunshine. Sunshine is very big, all pervading. And sun appears to be located in some place. But which is important? The sun sign is important, but the sun globe is important. Because the sun sign is emanating from the sun. It has no independent existence. As soon as the sun disappears, there is no sun sign. So wherever there is sun, there is sun sign. Therefore, sun sign is dependent on the sun. And within the sun, there are cities, palaces, inhabitants, just like within this planet. There are cities, there are roads, there are so many varieties of living condition. Similarly, in every planet, there is varieties of living condition. Kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. From Vedic literature we understand. Jasya praha prodato jagadanna kuti. Jasya praha. Govinda praha. Krishna praha. Illumination. Praha means illumination. It's like this bulb and the illumination. The illumination is broadcast all over the room. The bulb is located in a place. Similarly, Govinda is located in his planet, which is known as Golokovinda. And from there, his bodily rays as being distinct. Sarvam kaliyugam brahma. That is Brahma, impersonal. This impersonal Brahma is the bodily defilements, ray of Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanya koti kotisu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti hinnam tad brahma nishtala mananta asesu bhutam govindamadi purusam tamamadam. We do not know actually what is Krishna's potency. Param bhavam ajanam. Avajananti mana mūrha. Manasim tanumāsitam. Param bhavam ajanam. People, mūrhas, without knowing Krishna's potencies, how he is working, how his potencies are working. Parasya brahmana shakti akhilam jagat. Sadvedam akhilam jagat. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, parasya brahmana shakti ekasthanasthita sthane jyotsna vistarina jatha. Parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. Ekasthana sthita sthane. Agni, fire. Just like sometimes we see fire on the beach, but illuminates. Similarly, God, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated in his planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Although he is situated in his own place, he can be present everywhere. That is God. We are sitting in this room, we are not sitting in others. But Krishna, he can sit in his Goloka Vrindavan, he can dance with the gopis, but he is everywhere. With his full potential. There is defense. That Krishna explained to Arjuna that I, first of all, explain this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Arjuna, to clear the matter, inquired from him, aparam bhavato janma paro janma vivasvata. So, Arjuna knew that Krishna can remember 40 millions of years ago he spoke to the sun god. But to clear the misconception of Adam, who will later on read Bhagavad Gita, he inquired the question that, my dear Krishna, we are born very recently. How is it that you say that you explained this Bhagavad Gita 40 million years ago? In that answer, Krishna said that, yes, you were also present at that time when I explained. Because Krishna and Arjuna, they are constant company, friends, parsa, eternal associate. When Krishna comes, he comes with his associates. That's right. If you invite king, that does not mean the king alone. The king comes along with secretaries, commanders, ministers, soldiers, so many. Similarly, whenever Krishna comes, yadadadahi dharma sabrani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. At that time, Krishna, all his associates also come. So Krishna says that the difference is that you have forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna, God, and ordinary living entity. Krishna says, Vedaham Samatitam. He knows past, present, future. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadasya jata annayas pitaratasya astisu avijya. He knows everything. Nook and corner. Whatever is going on in the nook and corner of this place. He cannot hide anything from Krishna. Sarvasya chaham vidisan nivishya. I am situated in everyone's heart. Mattat mitigya namapohanancha. I may forget, but because Krishna knows that I wanted to enjoy something in this material world, he gives me the chance. Now I give you the opportunity. Enjoy. He wanted a body like this, all right, he takes this part. He wanted a body like demigod in heavenly planet. Like Indra or Brahma, all right, take this body. And if you wanted a body like hawk, peace too, all right, take this body. Jeeja bhavam prapadyante. Whatever you want, Krishna is witness. Isha sarvabhutana nityesha arjuna tisthati. So he is knocking down your desires. And he is giving you opportunity. Just like if somebody is kind upon me, just like our Kartika is very kind, he has given me this room. If I say, Kartika, this room does not suit me, give me that room. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. This is a question of love and affection. So Krishna is so affectionate to the living entity. Whatever he wants, he is giving. Come on, take it. Therefore, we find so many varieties of body. Why so many varieties of body? Because the living entity wants a particular type of apartment. If this type of apartment could have been given to me, I would have been very much happy. All right, I take it. But the owner of the apartment is Krishna. Therefore, here he says, Kirtan Manjati Manavidhi Sarva Khetri Subha. So the living entity is the occupier of this body. And the owner is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishikesha. This body means the senses. We are enjoying with this body means we are enjoying the sense gratification. My eye is to see something very beautiful. So God has given us this eye, see nicely to your heart's content. I want to touch something soft. Krishna has given us, all right. It is opportunity. Ego bahunam vidadati kaman. This is the Vedic Indians. That one Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is giving us satisfaction. Whatever you want to enjoy, he is giving us full facility within this material world. But because we do not know what is actual enjoyment? Therefore, this so-called enjoyment is turning to be distress, confusion. Just like a child, it is given full freedom. All right, my dear child, whatever you like to do. So, he cannot stay in one kind of engagement. Sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes this, sometimes that. He is not happy. But if he follows the instruction of the parent, my dear child, you do like this, you eat like that, then he is happy. If he takes the freedom in his own hand, it is not possible to become free. Similarly, Krishna has given us a certain type of body. I am the occupier of this body, and I am enjoying. But because my calculation is mistaken, Krishna bhulya jeeva bhogavan cha kare, pasete mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as we forget Krishna, as soon as we forget that this body is given by Krishna, this body should be utilized for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is real self, that is real knowledge. If I am given this apartment by somebody to live, I cannot dissatisfy, then I will ask, please get it. That will be a distressed condition for me. So why people are suffering? The people are suffering because he has been, one has been given all the facilities as he deserves. But because that is his own program, it is not satisfied. If he accepts Krishna's program, then he will do it. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are asking people to follow Krishna's program. Don't plan your own rascal program. You'll never be able. But we are busy for rascal program. We do not know what is happening as a result and action. That means yogyasya karma annatra karma bandhan. If you work simply for satisfaction of Krishna, that is called yoga. Krishna's another name is yoga. Or Vishnu, yogyesha. So, yogyasya karma, that's nice. You are free from any interaction or interaction of your karma. You are not responsible. It is very, very easy to understand. Just like in an office, if you work for the satisfaction of the proprietor, then you have no responsibility. Either loss or gain, you are free. But if you create your own plan and work for under your own responsibility, then you will suffer or enjoy. Actually, there is no enjoyment. It is simply suffering. So, that is going on. Yajnyasa karma annatra karma bandhan. We are becoming bound. We have got this body according to the karma of my past life. And again I am creating another series of karma. I will attract another body and finish that karma. Again I am creating another karma. This is going on. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma yadindriya prikaya aprinoti nasarumanne jato atmanoyam asannapi klesa de asadhiha. This is the instruction given by Vishabde to his son. Nunam pramatta. All these living entities, they have become mad. We can see very easily, whole world, wherever the big cities, they are working just like mad. So many cars, so many flyways, so many under subways, always busy. But kurute bhikarma. They are not working very nicely. Bhikarma. Karma, vikarma, karma. These things have to be understood. Karma does not mean that anything you like, it becomes karma, just like monkey. Monkey, whatever he does, it is simply mischievous. Therefore, sometimes he asks, you are an ash, you are a monkey. There is activity, but there is no meaning. There is no meaning. Jumping. Monkey, whatever you see. So this kind of activities are not form. Foolishly, rascal, dance. That is not form. Karma means prescribed duties. Prescribed duties. Janma karma. Guna karma. Chatupannam maya system guna karma vibhavata. Guna karma. Chatupannam. According to Vedic civilization, there are four divisions of karma. Because there are three qualities of the material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, when we come to certain type of activity or accept certain type of body, Krishna is giving us opportunity. I want a certain type of body. Krishna is giving. Krishna is giving through the agency of material nature. Karanam gunasangasa sadasab janvajunishu. Why the living entity having different types of body? Sat asam. Some types of body are nice. Suppose you become demigod, Indra, Chandra, that's very nice. But if you become dog or worm in the stew, that is not very nice. But we have to. Why? Karanam, the reason is guna sangasya. As we associate with the gunas, there are three gunas, qualities of the material nature. Satogun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Since we associate with Satogun, Tudvangachanti sattastha, then those are associated with Satogun. This is very easy to understand. If you become a nice, educated person, good character, you will be always welcome anywhere, good position. And if you are thief, just tell, without any education, then your position will be different. So, karanam guna sangas. So, if we associate with goodness of the material nature, then we are promoted to the higher planetary system, where we get better comforts of life, long duration of life, so many facilities. Similarly, Uddham Vatshanti Sattvastha, Madhyati Shanti Rajasa, those who are associating the qualities of passion, they remain within this middle planetary system, Bhubhuvastha. And then, Javana Guna Vittishta, Dhovatshanti Tamasa, and if we associate with tamasic qualities, then we degraded to lower species of life, lower planetary system, dark planetary system. There are many planets that are dark, as we have got a part of this planet also, 6 months dark, 6 months light. There are so many different varieties of planets. This is it. We are wandering from different planetary systems, different this way. Karanam gunasangas. The society, the human society, not the animal system. Krishna says, Satupannam maya system gunatanam. Gunatanam vibhavas. So, according to guna, if we are associated with satagun, then that class is called Brahman. If one is associating with Rajagun, that class is called Kshatriya. If one is associating with mixed guna, especially Rajagun and Tamagun, that class is called Vaishya. And if one is associating with Tamagun, that class is called Shudra. Chatupanna maya system, guna karma vibhava. So, In this way there are varieties of life. But that opportunity is given by Krishna because he is witness. He is Hanumanta Upadrashta. He is seeing everything. He is reading our heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidvesha Arjuna Tishtati. So in this way we are changing different varieties of life. Sometimes human beings, sometimes animals, sometimes demigods, sometimes something else, sometimes rich man, sometimes poor man, sometimes brahmana, sometimes sudra. In this way, we are wandering in different species of life and different positions in different planets. There are millions and trillions of planets. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. In this way, we are wondering. This is our position. This is not very good business. Bhutta bhutta prahiyate. We are set. Just like we have got this now. Human form of body. Mr. Satansar. Very good position. Very good business. Very good. But at any moment, I will be kicked out. At any moment. That is no guarantee. And again, I will have to accept, according to my karma, another body, where I may not get this position. I may not be even human being, because according to my mentality, I will get the body. Jam-jam-bhāti-smaran-lōke-tadat-tanti-palevaram. Our next birth will be settled according to the mental condition at the time of death. So that mental condition one has to practice. What time now? Practice. That is also how the practice should be done. That is also indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva pata devan. Pitrin janti pitrin pata. They are trying to go to the moon planet, but you cannot go in that way. That is not possible. You cannot go by force in any planet. You have to prepare yourself. Just in this planet also. If you want to go to some other country in America, you have to prepare yourself. A passport, visa, and so many papers, P-form, bank balance, this, that, so many. You cannot by force that I have come to America. The immigration department will immediately check where is your passport, where is your visa, where is your bona fides. Similarly, if such rules and regulations are here, even in this planet, how you dare to go into the moon planet or other planet by force? This is all childish. Now they have stopped. The American government has stopped financing this foolish excursion going to the moon planet. They have stopped. They have now come to sense that simply these so-called scientists, they are experimenting on public money and wasting. Long, long ago, when I wrote my book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, I discussed this moon planet experiment simply childish and foolish. And about 2-3 years ago, in San Francisco, the press reporters asked my opinion about the moon planet. So I told them, it is simply a waste of time and money. And now this is happening. Long ago I said this. This is not possible. Although there are innumerous planets, but even if you go to the moon planet, your problem is not solved. What is the benefit if you suppose if you go to moon planet? How your problem is solved? The real problem is that I am forced to accept different types of body. Janma Mithu Jayabdhaji. And as soon as I accept body, I have to be under the tribulation of material nature. That was advised by Rishabdhe. Nunam Pramatta Purute Vivam. All these foolish rascals being mad, they are acting against the laws of nature. Vikama means against the laws of nature. That is Vikama. Karma means prescribed duties. And akarma means doing something which will have no effect. Three things are there. Karma, Vikama, akarma. Karma means prescribed duties. If you want, because you want to do business, you must do according to the rules and regulations, license of the government, then you make profit, be happy. That's another thing. And if you act vikarma against the rules and regulations of the state, you commit theft or this or that, then you suffer. Vikarma. And akarma means you act in such a way that you become liberated. Akarma. You are not bound up. That akarma is yajna. Yajna arthe karma. Anyatra karma bandhana. If you act for Vishnu or Krishna, then you are not, liable of the responsibility of karma, because you are doing everything for Krishna. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna was thinking that if I kill my grandfather, the other side, then I shall be merged into the sinful activities. He is my superior. He is my guru. And he is my... In this way he was thinking. Actually, it was so. So he was declining to fight, because that was karma. But when he decided to fight on the order of Krishna, that is not karma. That if there is any sin, that is, it may be transferred to Krishna. Just like if you kill some animal with your stick, the stick is not responsible. You are responsible. Similarly, if I become a stick and instrument in the hands of Krishna, then I am not responsible for any cause. Otherwise, I am responsible. Just like a soldier, his business is killing by the order of the state. He is killing so many persons and he is getting recognition, medal, gold medal. And as soon as he comes home, if he kills one person, he will be happy. He can say, "My dear sir, I seen so many persons in the battlefield, I was awarded gold medal. Now I have killed only one person, why you are hanging me?" And because you have done for your own self-justice. And so many soldiers, men who killed in the battlefield, that was the order of the state. This is the same position. Yajnartha means to act on the order of the Supreme. That is called yajna. Anything which you act for satisfaction of the Supreme, that is called yajna. Yajnartha karmanatra. That's why in the Vishnu Purana it is said, Varnasama Charavata Purusena Sarapuma Vishnu Aradhate Pumishan Nanatka Totarana. This division of Varnasama, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, they are all meant for satisfying the Supreme. Varnasama. Varnasama Charavata, those who are strictly following the rules and regulations of the Varna and Asra. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. These are Varna and Asra. So, this Vedic civilization is meant for training the whole people in such a way that they will engage in the performance of yoga. That is called yoga, yajnyatva. So that either you act as a Shudra or either you act as a Brahmana, it doesn't matter. The real aim is to satisfy the Supreme. It's very easy. There are so many grades of officers in a big establishment, either the manager or the ardali or the servant, because the whole thing is to satisfy the Supreme authority of the office. Everything is all right. Similarly, according to the capacity, one is ordinary servant, one is manager, one is clerk, one is this and that. That's all right. Similarly, according to our particular quality, one may be a Brahman, one may be a Kshatriya, one may be a Shudra or Vaishya, it doesn't matter. But the whole society is engaged in satisfying Krishna. Oh, let it practice. The Krishna consciousness movement is not that we are asking everyone to become a sannyasi like me and give up everything. No, that is not our problem. Yes, as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a Shudra, it doesn't matter. But you try to satisfy Krishna. That is the problem. Oh. That is enjoyed in the Srimad Bhagavat. Atapungi, in the Naimisharana meeting, great meeting of great saintly persons and brahmanas. And Sudha Goswami was president, he was speaking, and he said, Atapungi Vijasrestha, you all people assembled here, you are the best of the brahmanas, Vijasrestha. My dear Vijasrestha, they are ordinary, not ordinary. Atapunghi Vijasrestha Varnasam Vyava. She is referring to that, Varnasam. If you want to maintain, keep the perfect human civilization, then you must maintain this Varnasam. Otherwise there will be chaos. You have to adjust. Nobody is lower, nobody is higher. That's why in my body, I have got head, I have got my leg. Leg may be less important than the head, but everything is important in the service of the body. Whole body. Simply head, there is no leg, you cannot walk. Suppose you have got good breath, but your leg, there is no leg on the upon you, man. Then you have to get help from others. So, yajnyartha karma. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then the society will be perfect. Otherwise, there will be chaos. Otherwise, there will be chaos, and that is the position at the present moment. People are not happy. Although there is enough money in Western countries, enough enjoyable things, and we see in other countries like Australia and Africa, there is enough potency of producing food and grains and meat. So these rascal propositions that the population has increased, their scarcity of these are all rascal propositions. God has enough potency to give you 10 times food you want. But because you have created chaos in the world without following the Krishna consciousness, there is something. So this Krishna consciousness moment is all-round solution, overall solution of all problems. Therefore our request is those who are actually leaders, thoughtful, they should take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously, study this philosophy and try to spread it as far as possible according to his own capacity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.